Hello there and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I've got a slightly different video to my usual content as I wanted to approach the idea of greetings in the English accent. I know a lot of you guys out there are not from the UK and the US and Australia and most Western English speaking countries. There's a lot of people from India, there's some from Indonesia, there's people from Germany, there's people from all over the world and not necessarily having English as their first language. I wanted to introduce some of these greetings because I'm not sure how much they've been covered before. These aren't all typical greetings. But it's not just the way that we greet each other. I also wanted to cover somehow the ways in which we respond to the greetings and ways which are commonly used. So just in case you are speaking with a native or you are traveling or you're going somewhere where you want to, you know, improve your English or your ability to understand what people are saying, here's some things that you can just be aware of. So the first greeting, the most obvious one, which you will already know, is hello. Hello just covers everything. You know where you are with hello. It's easy to spell, easy to say. Everyone's heard it, I'm sure. I don't need to go over that anymore. But some of the responses to hello, on the other hand, can be varied. So if someone said to you, hello, you could reply with, hello. Or you could also reply with, hey. Or you could reply with, all right. Or you could reply, how are you? Or depending on the time of day, you could say morning, afternoon, evening, night. But you wouldn't say night actually, because night's usually a goodbye and it's usually the end of the day. So hello wouldn't really be followed by good night. So that one wouldn't work. So another one would be watcha. And if the person you're speaking to knew your name, they might even respond just by saying your name. So if you said hello, they'd say Dave. And all of these are valid, and all of these work as responses, and they're all positive, and they're all an affirmation that you've acknowledged the person you're speaking to, or the person that's speaking to you. No answer to hello tells a massive story, and so it's kind of generally considered polite to respond to hello in some way, with any of those answers would work. The second one I'm going to go through is another sort of very famous one, probably like very American. It's hi. To which the response could be hello, or hi in return, or whatcha, or how's it going, or all right, or again, good morning, afternoon, evening, but not good night. So again, very similar responses, because hi is another kind of form of hello. You wouldn't say it if you were leaving someone, you'd just say it on arrival. And again, if you don't respond to hi, then it might sound like something's wrong, so always do your best to kind of give a response, even if it's just their name. Like, hi, Dave. This is just assuming your name is Dave. I don't want you to start saying Dave, okay? You're gonna start seeing a pattern, whereas a lot of the responses to hello and hi and the initial greeting are the same as the initial greeting themselves. They're just in different order. So you're gonna see that pattern occur and you'll start to realize that, oh, the same greeting can be used as a counter greeting. So what's next? Hey. It's the same as hi, it's the same as hello, it's hey. But it sort of could continue, couldn't it? It's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Hey, hello, hi, how are you? There's many things you could follow hey with, but if the greeting is just hey, you could respond with hey in return. But you can also say hello, or hi, or all right, or morning, afternoon, evening, or how's it going? Again, hey can have all these responses, the same as the hellos and the highs, including itself, hey. So another greeting you might come across, probably less commonly, would be whatcha. So whatcha is a bit like whatcha up to, whatcha doing, whatcha, how, it's like a slang for how are you. But again, it's like used for a hello. And so whatcha. And whatcha kind of is a bit of a question as well. So it's not just a statement of hello. It's almost like I want a response. Even though you should respond to all of them, this one's like questioning you. So as a response to whatcha, you'd also say whatcha, which is odd because it sounds like a question and you're answering it with a question. But it's just the kind of way it is. So just be aware of that. If you hear whatcha, it's good to respond with whatcha. But you could also, again, respond with hello, hi, hey, or morning, afternoon, evening, or even how's it going? So sometimes people would say, whatcha, how's it going? And ask the full question, in which case you could respond with, I'm fine, thanks, and you? So be careful to notice if it's just whatcha, which is a question, but not really a question, more of just a greeting, or if there is a question that follows, which you can actually respond to as a question, all right? Next one, again, is a question, but it's also just a greeting, all right? So someone says, all right, you said, all right, in return, or hi, or hello, or morning, afternoon, evening, or whatcha, you could say back to that. But again, if someone could continue with the all right, they might say, all right, how's it going? And then again, you'd respond, I'm well, thanks, how are you? And it's a funny one, because even if you're not doing too well, or if something's really bad, no one wants to hear the negative stuff. They might pretend to and they ask it, but they don't necessarily mean they want to hear how bad your life is, because actually, when people are saying, hey, how's it going? They generally just want to make sure that you respond with the affirmative. I don't know what, that's an unwritten rule, but generally when people go, no, I'm really bad, it's terrible, I've had an awful day, the person who's asked that question feels a little guilty, and so to save face for them, it's good to just say, yeah, I'm all right, even if it's bad. And that's what happens. I don't know if it's the right thing to do or wrong thing to do. I just know that it's a common thing to do. And it makes everyone, the whole kind of meeting, a little bit more positive, even if one person's having a bad time. And actually, that kind of positive affirmation can make people feel better anyway. So stay positive. Seek positive responses. Try to be positive. You know, these greetings are a way to, you know, actually greet people and actually feel good about yourself and try and hopefully make them feel good, right? 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 That's just my opinion. Subjective. So someone might actually continue with, whatcha, how's it going? Or, all right, how's it going? But another way you could do that would be to say, all good? That's a question. All good? Are you all right? All good? How's it going? All good? It's the same thing, really. So if someone said, all good? You go, yeah, how are you? You could counterbalance and go back with a question. You could say, not really, but let's not get into that. How are you? Again, so questions being asked with questions, affirmative hellos could be, you know, just with affirmative one single word answers. So again, there's the morning, afternoon, evening, which could be responded to as, but you wouldn't, so with the morning, afternoons and evenings, you really need to respond appropriately to the time of day. So good morning is just it's like a greeting for the morning, and you'd respond with morning, or good morning, or hello, hi, hey, how are you, all right, any of the above. Again, with afternoon, if you're gonna mention the time of day, you have to say the same time of day. So if someone says good afternoon, you can reply good afternoon, but you could just say afternoon, or you could say hi, hello, all right, how's it going, in return. And then if it's the evening, you have to say the evening. So good evening, or evening, and then you'd say evening or good evening in return, hello, hi, how are you, in back, just like that. But with good day, that could mean a couple of things. Good day is a little bit more formal, so good day, and it's not always as a greeting, sometimes it's as a goodbye. So you wanna watch that. If you're in the middle of a conversation, someone says good day, they're shutting it off, they wanna leave, that's what they're saying. But at the beginning of a conversation, it's good day, it's like a formal way of saying hello, very formal. So you won't hear it very often, but keep your eyes out for that. Some people might just say good day and you say hello, and that's good enough. So someone's going to be so formal to say good day, then you either reply good day or hello, quite simply. There's nothing else around that you should really reply to. But again, I don't think you're really going to hear that. And then there's good night. No one says good night unless they're going to bed. So don't worry about that. Evening is going to happen all the way through the night. If you meet someone between the times of 5 p.m. and 5 a.m., you're going to say evening unless you're going to bed, which then it's good night. So hopefully there's something in this video for people who might be curious about the English language and what these greetings mean and how to respond to them. There's plenty in there, and remember, most of them you can just respond with the same response, and that way you're never gonna go wrong. I'm Darren McStay, this is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, hello, good evening, good day and good night, and look after your voice. Bye.